Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and I am live. If you're listening on February 16th, 2014, this is Donna Fox, and I am going to be talking from the Akashic Records. You're listening to the Akashic Wisdom Show on bbsradio.com. Welcome. Welcome to this wonderful day. We've got a full moon outside. At least it was a full moon last night, and 2 days after Valentine's Day. And, you know, we live in a pretty great place. What I mean by that is that the whole atmosphere of feeling more alive and more in tune with things is gratitude. And you've heard me talk about that, I'm sure, if you've listened before, a lot about gratitude. And for those people who have never listened before, I talk and bring forth messages from the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And if you would like more information on the Akashic Records, you can look at what I've written on the site for bbsradio.com, or you can actually email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will send you a complete 12-page email of all of the information about the Akashic Records. So what we do on Akashic Wisdom is we take calls. We take your calls about what's happening in your life. Now, everybody thinks about the Akashic Records very, very much like it for past lives. But what I want to share with you is it's less about past lives and more about the here and now. Now, you have the opportunity, okay, to call in and ask any questions you like. You can call me toll-free at if you're in the United States or Canada at 888-429-5471. If you'd like to call me direct, you can call me at 530-763-1594. And again, if you want to email me questions, you certainly can at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, here we are. If you're hearing meowing in the back, those are my two little cats. And they are, one's not so little. One is named Zohar, and the other one is named Rosie. Rosie is the little girl, and Zohar is the big boy. So they are they are playing, and we've got to just see what they're doing, but they're playing. And so tonight we're going to talk about what you want to talk about, so I'd really love it if you would go ahead and give us a call. It makes the program so much more alive when we have call-in folks. And I know that I have some loyal listeners that we can call in. And what happens is you call in and ask questions about your life, like why things haven't turned out the way they needed to, or just some questions of please give me insight into the area of, and you kind of fill in the blanks. Or possibly you want to know more about what some patterns that are happening in your life. And so that's always a good thing to know about. So some of the things that people would ask, you know, about, they would ask from their Akashic Records assistance in making a decision that feels right, or a deeper understanding of global issues and how they relate to you. Also, you can talk or ask questions about healing a relationship, or how to work best with your loved ones, or maybe some difficult people in your life. Maybe you just want some ongoing clarity on personal direction, or a deeper sense of your own divinity and your connection to the divine. We can also help, you know, with questions about parenting, not only what your child needs from you or how you can better communicate with your child, whether it's a teenager or, a little one, but you can also, maybe it's you want to talk about your parents and how you can best consult with your parents. So again, you want to ask the questions that are important to you. Many times the phraseology is also very simple. It's a way of well, let's see. If you can ask questions about when I said deeper insight, you can use, like, what is my soul's intention regarding the pattern of? Or how can I open my heart to? These are all fill-in-the-blanks. What action steps can I take to create my own business, to attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship, or create, attract, accept, and maintain the abundance and prosperity of the universe? Or maybe you just want insight into a situation, or maybe you need an awareness about how to trust yourself or accept yourself and feel whole and complete. And these are just samples, but the reason I wanted to share those with you is sometimes people don't really know what to ask. They know their life is not maybe the way they would like it to be, but they don't really know how to ask the question. And what I just gave you were just kind of samples, but I want you to call in if you have a situation and you don't know how to word the question. Please don't worry about that. The masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will definitely help you with that. And so that's what I wanted to share with you on that. Also, many times people ask me, well, who are the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records? And what's the difference between the Akashic Records and, let's say, universal consciousness? And first, let's talk about who the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are. They are actually infinite beings, and they are very pristine. They are exquisite beings of a very high, one of the highest vibrations, and they always meet us where we are. So I don't want to call them angels because that's not their role, but their purpose is to partner with us for those people who are called to the vibrations and frequencies of the Akashic Records. They're here to partner with us to help us understand more about who we are and how to create the best life we know as a human on this planet. And so some people are very much connected to the Akashic Records, and they are connected to the word Akasha. They want to take the classes to learn how to access their own Akashic Records. And I do offer classes for folks to learn how to access their level one is accessing your own records. Level two is accessing the records of others, the land, and animals. Level three is a deepening of your work, and the deepening of the work actually is a deepening of you. And level four is a professional level, and it also develops and deepens your work as an Akashic Records consultant. So I have these classes that are available. In fact, I'm going to be offering a level one class here in Akron, Ohio, on March 1st and 2nd. And so I do have some openings left in that. And if that's of interest to you, learning how to access your own Akashic Records, it's a two-day class. And if you're out of town and need to fly in, you could fly into the Akron Canton Airport, and I would make arrangements to get you picked up. Just got to find some place for you to stay, and we might be able to do that as well. So do give me a call. You can call me privately at 216-691-1233, and that is has a 24-hour answering machine on it, so you can call any time of the day or night. You're not going to disturb me, but if I am at my desk, I will pick up the phone if I'm not in a consultation. So do give a call if that's the level one class is of interest to you. It's quite insightful and profound, so would love to have you. I have some folks coming in from Idaho, as well as some Akron and Cleveland folks. But love to help. If you need help on making those arrangements, do give me a call. So tonight we are going to really bring forth a message for those people who need to be inspired. And the inspiration that the master's teachers and loved ones would like me to talk about is the inspiration of your heart. So while I'm bringing forth this message, you can just sit and listen or do what you need to do while you're listening. But if you, in fact, would like to move into the actual picturing or imagining or visualizing the words, then I suggest that you take a quiet seat, take a nice deep breath, center yourself, and move into that which is most sacred within you. And if you feel like closing your eyes to better assist you in visioning, that's fine. We're going to be talking about the inspiration of your heart. And so at this time, I'd like you just to imagine a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest that expands and grows and connects with the beautiful ball of light at the top of your head, so that your heart and your crown chakra are all connected in light, and allowing that light to move throughout your body, illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. We call forth the divine white light to surround us, flow through us, and be with us. We ask that this time together be one of clarity of purpose, healing and wisdom for the highest good of all concerned. And I ask that I be a vehicle of God's love and light, bringing forth the information in its purity. Namaste. And so now the message for those who are listening, both live tonight on February 16th or through the archives. I'd like you just to imagine your heart expanding, the energy of love moving throughout your body and embracing you. We ask that you move to a place of peace and sacredness. And now we ask that you picture all the people you love, both on the planet and off the planet, in one group. To your right. And allow those people to just send you love. I want you to just imagine yourself turning to this wonderful group of people and around, imagining them surrounding you, putting you in the center of the circle. And imagining all of those wonderful people just sending love, whispering in your ear how much you mean to them. And allowing that love to just fill your body, expand your heart. Open your mind. And just allow that love to flow through you. Don't forget to include God's love, the divine love, the love of the angels, and all the love of all the wonderful, beautiful white light spirits that guide you, including the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones, and lords of the Akasha. and allow yourself to be bathed in that love so that you are just glowing. Just take a moment to feel that. And feel yourself expanding in beautiful light and love. Now, I'd like you to imagine that there are people, or if there are people in your life that have been difficult or are difficult now, that you would like to be able to heal your relationship with, that you would like to be able to understand better. And now, all those people are standing in a group, and it might be one, it might be 10, who knows. But as you are glowing with all this love, and you're looking with at these people who have been difficult or are difficult in your life now, I want you to imagine them as little children. They're only 4 or 5 years old. I want you to just notice the innocence of those children. And realize that at what time in their lives they were innocent, they had no limiting beliefs, they had no opinions of right or wrong, good or bad, or any judgments about human beings. And as you start imagining these people who have been difficult in your life as little children, I want you to bring your golden entourage of loving beings to stand in front of these beings that have been difficult. And I want you to infuse them with love. No judgment. You can ask the people around you to infuse them with love. But you also have to be a participant. And just embrace them with love. Now, it's not romantic love, and it's not parental love. It's just love. No strings. Just imagine giving them the freedom to be who they are without judgment. And as you give them love, notice that you're imparting to them true confidence in who they are. Not an inferior, protective confidence, but a real confidence that they are capable people. And I'd like you just to, again, share the love and see them surrounded in love. And allow yourself to release all judgment. Seems to be a really important thing for you to do. And while you're looking at those difficult people, I want you to notice that in your circle of people that you love is a little child. And that child is you. And you need to pick up that child and ask the child to join you in sending love to those difficult people. And now just imagine that those difficult people are feeling better about themselves so they don't have to criticize or judge anyone anymore. And they're starting to smile. Please smile back. And allow yourselves to be calm and sit down or fade away, whatever it takes to allow yourself to release your judgments about people who are difficult. And the next time, see them as children. See them as innocents. And notice that you have within you the ability to love them exactly the way they are. And that may or may not change them, but that's not, you're not doing this to change them. You're doing this to elevate your vibration because it elevates your compassion. It elevates your patience. And it offers the opportunity for others to do the same thing. Worldwide. And with that, I say, Namaste. And so, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, if you would like to comment on that meditation, what you received, you can certainly do that. You can call me at toll-free at 888-429-5471, or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594, and Don will be there answering the phone and getting you ready to talk to me. If you have a question, you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Same name as the show. So remember that these programs are on archives. And so if you like that meditation, if that spoke to you, you can download that archive. You can send this program also to your friends to listen. And if you found that meditation peaceful, send it off to them. All I ask is that you include the fact that it came from me. It came from the Akashic Records, the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones from our Akashic Wisdom Show. Or you can call me and I can forward you a copy. It's not anything I read. It's just that meditation came direct. I don't have any notes on it. I didn't make it up ahead of time. But I will just go ahead and forward the link to you. But that meditation is there to help you not only forgive yourself, but also to forgive others. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, when we work on releasing ourselves from carrying the burden of anger and guilt, or anger and frustration, or anger and revenge, if you will, or the burden of blaming others for our situations. When we're able to truly release them and move into our own peace, that shifts our lives, and we become more trusting, we become more abundant, we tap into prosperity, and because we have our boundaries together, we can truly look for our next, or the soulmate. Because if you don't have your boundaries in place, it's going to be very hard to work with or meet someone in your life that to communicate with, because you want someone that is not only spiritual, if you are, if that's important to you, but you also want someone who is, that you can feel confident in keeping boundaries together with. That's going to be very, very important. So, I encourage you to listen to that meditation more than once and allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling, and do journal about it. Okay? Do journal. Because when you journal, you you actually get the anger or whatever the concern is out of your body and onto paper, onto paper. It's a wonderful way of getting things straight. Because when you get things straight, you start noticing the patterns. And when you start looking at your patterns, you know, like with what aggravates you or what, but that's why journaling is so important. It doesn't take very long. Take 5 minutes every morning and 5 minutes every night. Set a timer if you want. And just journal for 5 minutes. About whatever is bothering you, whatever you're happy about, whatever. Just get it out of your body. Because it causes tension, and that tension's not good for you. It's called stress. So you don't need that stress in your life. You want to create a place of peacefulness and love. That's what's important. So, it's about creating joy in your life too, you know. If you create joy in your life, you can, well, joy actually begins with gratitude. And what happens is you start saying thank you every morning for what you have, and you move into gratitude, deep gratitude. And the more you feel grateful for what you have, and even what you don't have, because, you know, being grateful for what you don't have just, it's just a noticing without a feeling of lack. But the idea is it's being grateful for what you have, what you don't have, and what you're yet to receive. But the idea of gratefulness is helping you move out of your own way and connect with the divine. And by doing that, you move into a more joyous state because everything around you you're happy for, or you're content, or you're grateful for. Whether it's a sunrise or sunset or coffee or smell of coffee or the fact that you have food to eat and a roof over your head, it's the fact that you're able to sustain yourself. And if you're right now in the position of not having a job and looking for one, take the time for yourself. Continue to look for a job, but you have a wonderful opportunity here to just relax and take time for yourself and to meditate, read books. And, you know, there's things called libraries that you can go to that you don't need money to purchase a book. You can borrow them from the library. Take this time to work on you. take this time to do the inner work that you've been putting off so that you can truly be grateful for having the time to do what you need to do to help you be a better you. And allow yourself that luxury. And if you have some questions about that or comments, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also you can also call in to 888-627. Oops, I think that's the wrong number. It's 888-429-5471. Let me say that again. 888-429-5471. Or you can dial direct at 530-763-1594. So did you like the meditation? Did you not like it? Was it good for you? Was it not good for you? You know. Just let them know. Just call in and talk. So, the next thing we'd like to talk to you about is how do you honor your holy self within? How do you honor that? You know, we all have a holy self or a divine self within us. So, what do you do to honor that? How do you, so do you go out in nature and sit in gardens? Do you paint? Do you write? Do you pray? What kinds of things do you do to honor the holy self, your holy self, or your divine self within? And what kinds of things do you daily do to make you feel good about you? These are just some of the questions. Again, they're not being asked for, from a critical point of view. They're being asked for the master teachers and loved ones to give you an idea of what's possible and what you can do and ways for you to move forward on your path. So the other question that the master teachers and loved ones are asking is, what have you done lately to move forward into your greatness? What have you done lately to move forward into your greatness? So the reason that question is being asked is because it's important for us to define what our greatness is, but sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes it's so big that if we were to really learn about it, it would scare us. So don't worry about what your how it is or what it is the greatness is. Know that if you're being guided into stepping into your greatness, it's going to be all about love. You don't have to worry about ego. You don't have to worry about, you know, being power hungry. That's not what this is about. Moving into your greatness is about realizing who you are. Excuse me, I got the coughs right now. think about whatever it is that you would feel good about. If you think about what would have to change in your life for you to feel free. That's true. What would have to happen? What would have to happen for you to feel free? Would you need more money? A better career? A bigger house? A nicer car? More peace? The ability to do whatever you want to do whenever you want to do it? What would be, how would you define freedom for you? What would have to happen in your life so you would feel free? And again, you might want to give a call and just talk about that. We can dream together. You know, they have a thing called dream weaving. And dream weaving is a very interesting thing. It's about when you vision something for 2 minutes at a time and you have a group of people that help you vision it. So I'm going to talk about something I deeply want. And I want, or desire, if you will, I desire a syndicated radio show. Something that I get paid to do. And so, if everyone, I know exactly what that would look like. It would mean that I could actually do the program from my home. I would be on a regular time. And I would stay with BBS Radio, but I would also have it syndicated to, let's say, Sirius XM Radio. And I would have a call-in talk show helping people with their lives through the Akashic Records. So if we can just vision that for a moment, if you'll vision that with me, I'll vision anything you want with you to help your life be better. That would be, I would love to have that syndicated radio show that would go out to millions and millions of people to help them help themselves. And for them to realize their greatness and their beauty and their important part of this wonderful reality that we call living on planet Earth. Thanks for visioning that with me. Appreciate that. What can I vision for you? What would you like to know? Or maybe you just want to talk about some of the programs you've listened to here on BBS Radio and tell us what you best like. That's good, too. It doesn't have to be so serious. It can be something that you had that happened to you today that really made you feel good. That would be wonderful. So what happened to me today is I talked to someone that I haven't done a consultation with since 2006, and she called me today to schedule another consultation. It was great to talk to her. You know, I tell you, 10 minutes after I'm done talking with you folks, I don't really remember what I told you, but there's certain people that you remember. You don't really remember what you said to them so much as you just kind of remember their name or their essence, if you will. So that's really, really kind of a neat thing. I also schedule an appointment with someone that I was referred to them by somebody who was, I think, either a student of mine that also is a Akashic Record consultant, and or maybe it's a colleague, but the lady couldn't remember the person's name, but they referred her to me because that person was writing a book and they were doing consultations. And yes, I know, I maybe that's the next thing I need a vision, is me finishing my books or even starting the different. I have so many books in my head that just actually beginning a book, finding a publisher that will want to publish my book called Akashic Wisdom. It's a book of all the different questions that people have asked. Naturally, it would protect everyone's privacy, but to answer the questions, the simple, you know, answers to profound questions, you know? That's what I would like to do. And then there's always the bucket list, you know? The bucket list of what you've always wanted to do, and whether or not you've accomplished some of those things in your bucket list depends. But your greatness is all about who you are. And your greatness is all about what you offer yourself. Because when you offer yourself your greatness, it automatically then translates and transfers to other people. I had a lady that was reading Kryon. If anybody's familiar with Kryon, K-R-Y-O-N. And Kryon talks about the different layers of the DNA groups. And it's interesting because he talks about the 12 layers of DNA. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones told me years ago that there were actually, I want to say, 24 layers of DNA that we have. And I'm not a scientist or a doctor, so I don't know how that works or how accurate that is. I mean, I believe it because they told me, but I'm saying is that I found it interesting that because it just seemed like a lot. But because we are so integrated from various origins, that some people have 24 strands of DNA. Some have 12. And I can't verify, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what I've heard in the past. And I feel confident that it will be confirmed in the future. So if anybody knows about DNA and would like to talk about that, I'd love to hear about it. You know, the Akashic Records are very much like the DNA of the universe. They're like a big search engine. So the better the question, you know, or the more precise the question or specific, the better the answer. I love the idea of it being a search engine because then it makes me feel like I can go anywhere within the Akashic Records, and anybody can. Again, learning how to access the Akashic Records is something you don't have to be psychic for, you don't have to be intuitive for, even though we're all intuitive. I'm saying you don't have to have experience with that. Everyone can, you know, can learn how to access their own personal Akashic Records. You just have to be willing to be open. It's not hard. It's very simple and profound. It's one of my criteria in learning wonderful things is it needs to be simple and profound. If it's not simple, then to me it's not. I don't have the patience. I've got to tell you, I don't have the patience to sit and read hundreds of books, although I have over 1,000 books right now just in my apartment alone. I want to read what I want to read. It's a very interesting mix. Very interesting mix. But we are having the workshop here in Akron on Saturday and Sunday, the March 1st and 2nd. You're welcome to join us. One of the specials is that when you purchase one for the price of $333, if you bring a friend, they pay only half price. So it's a really good bargain. And what comes with that is a one-hour telephone consultation with me, as well as three telephone conferences. So that teleconferences after the workshop helps you integrate your work with the Akashic Records. So that's also a value. And I like my classes to be rather small, so I try to keep them down. And so you're not going to be walking into a hotel ballroom of 100 or 500 or 1,000 people. That's not the way I do. That's not the way I work. I like to give individual attention. So if that's of interest to you, I really encourage you to contact me, and I'm happy to send you some more information or talk to you about what you can expect. So if that's you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can ask me all sorts of questions about the workshop if you'd like. Or if you'd just like to have a consultation, I offer 1 hour and hour and a half consultations. You can pay via PayPal or cash or check. Cash, obviously, if you're going to be coming face-to-face, you can do that. Or you can do a telephone one here in Akron. I talk to people all over the world, so it's not a problem. And again, my personal phone number is 216-691-1233. So if that's of interest to you, please call me. And email me, info@akashicwisdom.com. So it's now here in Ohio, it is 11:47. And at 11:50, I am going to be signing off. If somebody calls, I can stay on for another few more minutes to answer any questions. But at 11:50, we're going to be saying goodnight. So I hope that you have enjoyed the program. I hope that you we'll listen again next week. I want to say thank you for listening because I was off the show. We did have pre-recorded shows a couple of times before, you know, and I'm glad you're listening now. And again, the number to call in really at the last minute is toll-free if you're in Canada or United States is 888-429-5471, or you can also dial 530-763-1594. So we'd like you to know that you are on bbsradio.com, and you can listen to the archives anytime you like. They are free. Free archives. So do consider doing that. We have a wonderful organization here in the United States, here in Ohio. It's called Be Love. Be Love, Find Joy. It's a mini workshop with musical potluck, and it is it's all about love. And and that's what I enjoy, and I'm sure that you guys enjoy it too. But really, I'm not talking about physical love. I'm not talking about you know, those kinds of, I mean, I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about loving of self, loving of others. And so that's what this program was all about tonight, was learning how to love you and learning how to love and forgive other people. That's what it's all about. There was a statement, and if you've listened before, you know the statement from the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. It's, I choose to love myself enough not to allow myself not to be loved, even by myself. And if you take the knots out, it's what your subconscious hears, and it says, I choose to love myself enough to allow myself to be loved, even by myself. So if you'd like a copy of that statement, email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I'll be glad to email you that statement with the explanation. But it's now 10 minutes to 12, and I am going to sign off for the evening. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I'm glad you were here live and to hear me live on the show. And again, if you need that meditation again, feel free to go into the archives for the February 16th show of Akashic Wisdom on Station 2. This is Donna Fox. I want to thank you so much again for listening. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, whether they're listening live or they're listening to an archive, we ask their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed if you'll join me in saying amen. Amen, and so it is. Good night, everybody. Have a miracle-filled week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.